Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to Finding the Funny here on CITR 101.9. We would like to take this moment to thank the Musqueam people for housing us here at CITR. And now, the moment you've been waiting for. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Finding the Funny. Your host, Nico McEwen. Hey there everybody, Nico here, back with more hashtag FTF on CITR 101.9, and today's episode is styled comedy. So what do we mean when we say styled comedy? Basically, any sort of stand-up comedian that chooses a particular style for his delivery, whether it be using a musical instrument or doing only one-liners for their whole show. So basically, that's the idea for the episode. I kind of got excited about doing this episode after watching some of the classic Andrew Dice Clay. Yes, he is offensive and he is vulgar, but he is funny. And that is the main criteria for the show. So our first comedian will be Andrew Dice Clay, but we'll be right back after a brief content warning.
As a station, we believe in playing content with artistic and cultural merit, and sometimes that category includes material which can be construed as offensive. For those who have children nearby or are sensitive to provocative material, the following broadcast may have strong language, themes, or be otherwise objectionable. Please consider tuning out and revisiting CITR after this program.
So without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, our first comedian for styled comedy. This comedian's style is all about the fairy tales and folk tales and any sort of old-fashioned nursery rhyme. That's right, he takes those, he makes them as vulgar as possible, and they are hilarious. Ladies and gentlemen, Andrew Dice Clay.
Well, Miss Muffet sat on a tuffet. Eating her curds and whey. Long came a spidey, sat down beside he said, hey, what's in the bowl, bitch? Oh! Jack and Jill went up the hill, both with a buck and a quarter. Jill came down with 250. Oh! That f***ing whore. Little boy Blue, he needed the money. Oh! Three blind mice, see how they run. Where the fuck are they going? Was an old lady lived in a shoe, she had so many kids, a uterus fell out. Oh! You're unbelievable.
So those are some of the cleaner nursery rhyme jokes that Andrew Dice Clay does. As you can see, it's mostly about the persona he's created. Basically, he comes out on stage, he's in all this leather, he's smoking, looking like Mr. Tough Guy, Mr. Badass. And then he comes out and he says these poems, and then he says them with really gross sexual jokes at the end. And it's the whole performance aspect that just works really well. He definitely has a distinct style of comedy. I'm not certain who I could compare it to. I can't really imagine a modern comedian doing it. He is quite over the line. That said, though, it was a bigger deal back when he was doing it. I think that's part of the reason why he drew such big crowds, was because he was so surprising to everybody. Nobody was used to somebody saying these crazy things, as I've mentioned with other comedians with the past. So I think it really worked for the time period he was in. I think, if I'm not mistaken, he did get so vulgar that he actually wasn't able to go on TV because his jokes were so dirty. And you'll hear with the progression of the next clip I'm going to play that they do kind of get worse and worse as he got older.
Mother Hubbard went to the cupboard to get her old dog a bone. She bent over, Rover took over. Oh! Exactly. You know, that's pretty good. I f***ed her. Yeah, well, that's pretty good because... Youfkin guys are unbelievable. You're an old now, pal. Yeah, all right, sit down. All right, Snapperhead, beautiful. No, you know, I dug that. That's good, because you did your homework, you studied, you learned the lines. But you see, I also keep working, and I put together a few new poems. Well, stick these in your pocket, all right? Little Jack Horner sat in the corner eating a pizza pie. He shit pepperoni, blew his friend Tony, wiped his mouth on his tie. Oh, they get better. They get getting better. Mary had a little lamb she kept in her backyard. When she took her panties off, his woolly dick got hard.
That's where I'm going to cut it off for this episode, as he is a very dirty, dirty comedian. But did you guys hear the crowd? They knew his jokes. They knew, obviously these are one-liners, so it's easier to know the material, but... the fact that they all were just screaming at the top of their lungs. You guys could hear the cheering. This guy was a sensation. He kind of got the bad boy crowd, or those that wanted to be bad boys. They loved him. And it was a huge thing for the time in the comedy world. A fun fact about Andrew Dice Clay, he was the first comedian to sell out Madison Square Garden for two consecutive nights. That just goes to show how big his star was in the 1990s. I could talk about this forever. Not necessarily that I'm the biggest fan of Andrew Dice Clay. I just thought it was really interesting, his style, and the fact that he was a comedian that played a character on stage so distinctly. More and more comedians now, I feel like, are speaking from places of believability, or at least from a more honest perspective. And this was definitely one man that came out and played a type, and he played it really funny. We'll be right back with more Finding the Funny after a quick ad from our sponsors.
Without the help and support of our friends, we here at CITR wouldn't be able to bring you all the great music, art, cinema, and culture that you love. Thanks to the long-standing support from the Rio Theater, we are able to keep you informed on all the great artists, films, and everything else coming to town there. For all the current information about who and what's playing at the Rio Theater, visit their website at www.riotheater.ca.
Hey, hey, everybody. We're back with Finding the Funny here on CITR 101.9, and we want to do a shout-out to our social media. Make sure you check us out at Finding the Funny, Finding Funny FM on Twitter. That's right. You can also check out our SoundCloud account. That's right. Finding the Funny does have a SoundCloud account. We just posted our first episode, and we'll be trying to post one roughly every week. So make sure you're listening in to finding the funny on all the social media sites. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm super excited to introduce the second comedian of the episode. This guy definitely has his own distinct style, and I've just been losing it laughing watching his stuff. This is Reggie Watts and his special, Why Shit So Crazy 2010.
And I looked at them seriously, you know, on the phone. I said, I know what people be thinking, because I got this on a stick, yo. I be checking it out, and in the middle of the night I be doing what it be thinking, ooh. I got some pastries, gonna serve them and shit to my friends. I'm gonna cut them in half, because nobody needs a whole croissant. You think you need a whole croissant? Nobody need a whole croissant. Listen, chocolate eclairs, Claire's like a chocolate like Claire. My friend Claire, she likes chocolate, she's the eclair. She likes to be online and shit, what the fuck, yeah, she lose her mind. We be googling, googling like a hooligan, a Google hooligan, a googly hooligan. Always up to trouble and shit, okay, give them to you, ain't my friend, yo. Come on. Thanks.
So that was the first song in Reggie Watts' Why Shit So Crazy. And this is a 50-minute stand-up special. Just him and a looper and all the mechanics he does to change the music. All him. And it's so funny. Nobody needs a whole croissant. I just love that. And it's basically the same thing that Andrew Dice Clay was playing on. Reggie Watts comes out. He's this huge guy, huge afro, kind of lumberjack clothes. One of the first things he did in this one was kind of like almost a joking Teletubbies thing. To really just mediate the fact that he's this big guy, but he's going to do things that are the opposite of what you'd expect him to do. And so this song is like an intense rap song. It's pretty cool. And he's talking about croissants. And how much funnier could that get? Like, I just think he knows what things to choose when it comes to changing his music so that it's funniest for the audience. I'm going to play one more just because... Ladies and gents, I love Reggie Watts because of the talent that he possesses. It's not an easy thing to make the music that he does and to make it live in front of a crowd with the looper machine. I'm one of the people that really, really thinks that's an amazing talent to have, and I think it's super fun that he does it in a funny way. So I'm just going to play one more clip, and then we'll be moving on with the episode. Mm-hmm.
When I was small, they called me the leprechaun. When I got taller, they called me the tall leprechaun. Oh yeah. Always wearing green, always on the scene, tipping my hat off, sprinkling some magic dust. Yeah. You wanted some treasure? Here you go. At the end of the rainbow, go guess. Wanna tell you what I'm making no more? Sometimes not that, it depended on the day. Get yourself together, put your spleen back in your body. Take your kidneys and look at them carefully and put them back in like you know what you're doing. Cause you are the loneliest android I've ever met. Baby, you're perfect, yeah. No skin cells, nowhere to be found. You're perfect. Your legs are shapeable to any way that I choose. You're simply perfect, but you're not the real thing.
So after playing that song by Reggie Watts, it just reminds me of a previous episode when I talked about impression comedy. Basically, stand-up is still a performing art. It is entertaining the audience, and so even if they aren't laughing, if they're smiling, then you're doing something right, I think, in my perspective. And with someone so talented like Reggie Watts, like you heard the Android impression he did, those sound effects and whatnot, that's all just straight from him. And it's just so impressive. You can't help but smile while he's doing it. So that is one thing that I think is great about his comedy, is that him being so impressive and talented, he utilizes it so well for his stand-up comedy that you're definitely smiling throughout the whole show. We'll be right back with more Finding the Funny after an ad from our sponsors.
I got a stack of records here, a stack of records there. I got records scattered all over everywhere, but I'm looking.
Discorder Magazine has been supporting independent music for over 30 years, and it keeps on living by joining efforts with local music supporters such as Vinyl Records. You can find a selection of Vinyl Records' featured albums on the back cover of Discorder and can support your favorite local bands and artists by purchasing their records. For more information on their vast selection of new, used, and rare music, go to vinylrecords.ca.
Radio listeners, you're listening to Finding the Funny here on CITR 101.9, and it is time for a special part of the show. It's now our third week with this special segment, so we hope you're excited for it. Ladies and gents, this is Interview with Doug.
So I'm here with comedian Ebony Rosen to talk about her hilarious new book of comic essays, What I Think Happened. I just wanted to start off by asking, how did this book come to be?
This book, hi there everyone, this book came to be in a very haphazard, ass-backwards way, as many things do, and I find is often the case in my career, so this book is published by Arsenal Pulp Press, but it's also it's under their humor imprint, their new humor imprint, which is called Robin's Egg Book. This is the first Robin's Egg Book, and Charlie Damaris, who's a wonderful local comedian from here in Vancouver, has written a couple books with Arsenal, and this is now his humor imprint, of which he is the curator and editor. So a year and a half ago, I was opening for his Toronto launch of his book of comedy essays called The Horrors in Toronto, and he'd been kind of ribbing me and joking with me that I should write a book. I thought we were joking. And then he revealed to me that he was launching this humor imprint and would I write the inaugural book. So I was very honored by this. It was a very exciting offer for like 1 minute until I realized like, oh, I can write a book of humor essays about whatever I want. That means I can write a book of humor essays about whatever I want. And I had no plan, and I hadn't, you know, it's not like I had a body of work of humor, of existing humor essays to start from. So I had to excitingly and painfully start from scratch. And I realized that I didn't feel that there was enough about just me to fill the pages of a book of humor essays. This would be a very short book. So I sort of racked my brain about what I, other topics that I love and what would be a fun thing for me to write about. And I realized that having this kind of academic swan song of going back to my failed academic career and attempting to write a book about history, which is also just a topic I love myself, would be a great place to start. And that's how it ended up happening.
Oh, great. So, yeah, as you said, the book is about history, the tagline, the under-researched history of the Western world.
Mm-hmm.
So I've got a sort of tag team question slash game for you.
Oh, great.
So if you could have any three historical figures around a dinner table for a night?
Oh, that's such a good question. Well, obviously, if you read the book, you'll know that I have a real obsession with Napoleon. So I would have loved to have met him. I've also always been very fascinated by Cleopatra, and I have some questions I'd like to ask her, because there's so much apocrypha around her story. I'd like to be like, what's going on with you? And no one knows what she looked like. All the images we have of her are all from the movies. There's only one coin that sort of has her side profile on it. We have no idea if all those snakes and that hair or any of that was real. So I'd love to just get eyes on her and see what's going on there. And who would the third one be? That's a great question.
So maybe
like a dead baseball player, yeah, just to kind of round out the night.
Yeah, maybe
Shoeless Joe. Joe DiMaggio? Yeah, Joe DiMaggio, yeah, would be great. Sad, sad Joe DiMaggio.
You could ask him who killed Kennedy.
We could ask him if it was him. yeah, it'd be great.
Cool. Some of our listeners might know you from your sketch comedy troupe, Picnic Face.
Mm-hmm.
So what's next for them, and also what's next for you after this?
Well, I think nothing's next for Picnic Face, as we have been defunct now for about 8 years, I think. after our show got canceled on Comedy Network, we kind of decided to consciously uncouple as a group of eight. So everyone's kind of doing their own thing and doing different things as far as that group goes. But Google them, and you'll see where they're all at. They're all doing great things. I work with Kyle Dooley a lot still. We have an animated show in development together at YTV.
Can you talk about that?
Yeah, I think so. it's with a company called Nine Story and with YTV, and I do a lot of work in animation, and so does he. That's been a big part of what our careers have been, among other things, after Picnic Face. So I do a lot of voice work and a lot of animation writing, and so does he. And some years ago, and it's evolved since, we pitched a show. So it's an animated series about... called Everweird, about a boy who desperately wants to be a knight, but he gets sent to the like the weird fantastical kingdom, like not the cool regular magical kingdom. So all the dragons spit water and everything's very strange there and very confusing. And it's him trying to be a knight in this kind of shitty backwards kingdom.
Sounds really relatable.
Yeah. We all know what it feels like to be a knight from the past who it covers the wrong kind of magic. But fish out of water story. Yes, and then what was the other part of the question? I got lost in talking about that.
You actually answered it. It was what's next for you. So have you got anything else in the pipeline?
Yeah, I have a few things in the pipeline. I have another show in development with Kill Lorette, who is my most frequent comedy partner and who is one of my best friends and appears as a character in the book as well. Do a lot of work. So we have some stuff coming down the pipeline. Keep your eyes out and ears out for us. I'm always bad at talking about what I'm doing, but there's lots of things. I'm in an animated series called Mysticons right now, which is a very positive show about, it's an action show for girls. That's for Nickelodeon. That's very fun.
Cool.
Those are some things.
No, that's great. This is going to air after the launch, but right. Where can people find your book when they want to read it?
They can find it pretty much anywhere books are sold. It's on Amazon. Go to your local bookstore. It should be there. Give them a hard time if it's not. Your Indigos, your sweeter local small bookstores, pretty much, yeah, they should be there. So I've been told.
Right.
Yeah. We just excitingly found out today, actually, that the first 2,500 sold out, so we're going back to print on another batch of books, which is exciting.
So that was the interview with Doug with Evany Rosen. Very excited and pleased to have her on the show. Thank you very much, Evany. Sounds like she's got a lot of awesome stuff in the works, so make sure you're keeping up to date with all that Evany Rosen has to do in the comedy world. And she mentioned Charlie Demers. Demers, I'm not sure how it's pronounced, but he actually is also a comedy prof at UBC, a writing prof, and I had the pleasure of taking his class back in first year, and I highly recommend it for anyone. He is a very funny man. Check him out in Vancouver. I'm sure he's got lots going on as well. Unfortunately, we are already at the 25-minute mark of the episode, which means that we are coming to a close. It's been another great one. A huge thank you to everybody listening and everyone that keeps tuning in and week out. Please make sure you check us out on Twitter, Finding Funny FM, or just Finding the Funny. That's the Twitter name. You'll see our logo and our brief write-up about being a radio show on CITR. As well, make sure you check us out on SoundCloud, Finding the Funny. Again, same logo. We do have last week's episode currently posted on the SoundCloud, and we'll be trying to post some more episodes. As well, you can find all of our podcasts on the CITR website. So if you missed an episode, tune in at citr.ca. And if we have any comedians out there listening and you fancy yourself as a styled comedian, whether it be that you're like Andrew Dice Clay or Reggie Watts or your own sort of style, the possibilities are endless. Feel free to tweet us and we'll try to get your work on the show next time we're talking about styled comedy. We always want to hear from the comedians in the community and find out what else Vancouver has to offer. I heard recently that about a week or so ago, UBC had a comedy night at the Pit, so hopefully that starts to become a trend. Make sure you're checking out all the comedy nights happening, whether they're at UBC or around the Lower Mainland area. Some of the more famous comedians come into the city on VancouverTheatre.com. It says Ricky Gervais, January 29th and 30th, Adam Sandler, January 24th, and Stephen Wright, January 19th. So those are some of the comedians coming to Vancouver in 2018. Coming up next on CITR, UBC Arts On Air. You can listen to the top writers, philosophers, researchers, singers, and actors in the humanities, social sciences, and creative and performing arts right here at UBC. That show coming up sharply at 6:30. To close out today's episode of Styled Comedy, I want to play a comedian that I'm sure a lot of you have heard of. Maybe some of you aren't necessarily the biggest fans. I know I have been a bit shy to listen to his work, because it's not necessarily my style, but I have to admit, the man is talented and the man is pretty funny. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is Jeff Dunham with Peanuts Can You Hear Me Now, arguing with myself.
You know what else pissed me off today? What? Trying to use my cell phone, having trouble, just like the stinking commercials. Can you hear me now? Hold on now, now, hold on now, 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 now. You know what you don't hear in those commercials? What? The other end of the conversation. Do you know what cell phone sex is? No, can you feel me now? I don't know. Stop it. This guy's not getting any of this. I've been watching and the whole time it's all going, meow. I'm just kidding, buddy. What's your name?
What is your name?
I'm looking right at you. Aren't I?
I think so.
Fix my eyes, asshole. It's hard to talk to somebody if you're not looking right at them.
I know.
It's like trying to talk to somebody who has a lazy eye. You don't know which eye to focus on. Yeah, they're done that. You're sitting there talking to them thinking, oh, crap, should I be looking at that eye or that eye? Focus, you moron! What? What if someone here has a lazy eye? I'll confuse them. Here I am, on here, 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 here.
From all of us here at Finding the Funny, thank you for listening and keep on laughing.